This is the love story of Dick and Jeannie.
Born like a zephyr on the summer air.
I dream of Jeannie with light brown hair.
Jeannie and I had a very funny conversation yesterday. We talked about suspicion, making each other jealous and stuff. And the general conversation took sort of a funny turn. I'll tell you about it later, after our friends finished. Jeannie asked me if I'd be jealous if I saw her kissing a handsome man like Ronald, the director, or that radio man who auditioned her a while ago. I wonder if she's ever kissed either of them. I wonder what put such an idea in her mind. She hasn't said much about that radio man lately. I wonder if she's meeting him, sort of off the record. You know, last night she told me she had to stay home and wash out some undies. I asked her to have dinner with me, but she couldn't make it. I wonder if she really washed undies. Or if she's washed up with yours truly.
Dick glanced at me very strangely when we met today for lunch. Almost as if he were suspicious. Oh, but my goodness, all that's over and done with. Dick used to be jealous, I'll admit that, but he certainly should be sure of me by this time.
And I guess a man's never sure of the girl he loves. He's so crazy about her himself that he feels as if everybody else must be crazy about her, too. I'm getting myself all bollocksed up thinking along these lines. Right now, I'm feeling more than a little on the lonely side.
I'm a little on the lonely, a little on the lonely side.
I keep thinking of you only, and wishing you were by my side.
You know, my dear, when you're not here, there's no one to romance with.
So if I'm seen with someone else, it's just someone to dance with.
Every letter that you send me, I read a dozen times or more.
Any wonder that I love you more and more?
Oh, how I miss your tender kiss and long to hold you tight. I'm a little on the lonely side tonight.
When two people love each other, when they tease each other about being jealous, they're tempting fate and looking for trouble. Well, here's somebody who'll tell you how to look for something pleasant.